السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with our discussion on becoming an عارف, one who recognizes Allah. And here we're trying to do it by deepening our understanding of the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are still busy discussing the name Allah. Yesterday we said, answering the question, who is Allah? He's Rabbul Alameen, the one who created and thereafter sustains the entire universe. Arhamur Rahimeen, the source of all mercy, the most merciful of those who show mercy. Ala kulli shay'in qadir, the most powerful. Maliki yawmiddin, the ultimate judge. Qabla kulli shay'in huwallah, he was there from ever before. Ba'da kulli shay'in huwallah, he will be there forever after. There is no help except the help of Allah. La nasira illallah. All goodness comes from Allah. It's in the control of Allah. Biyadikal khair kullu. Then the earth, the skies, and everything in existence praises Allah. Wa im min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdi. And we explained towards the end yesterday that your soul cannot get rest and your heart cannot get happiness except in the remembrance of Allah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. In short, there is no life, meaning there is no real life that you can live except that if you are connected to Allah, you remember Allah, you love Allah. Even in Jannah, the true enjoyment will be when you listen to Allah and when you see Allah. Now, taking it further for today, we cannot do justice to praising Allah. And that in itself tells us about the status of Allah. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. If all of the water in the oceans were to turn to ink, and if every tree was to turn into a pen, you will never be able to write the praise of Allah, even if you double it up with a double force behind it. The scholars say, look at the knowledge of Allah. قُلْ إِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whether you exhibit and expose something, or whether you conceal it, Allah will bring it on the day of Qiyamah. We normally say Allah is one. Allah is not the numerical one. The numerical one can be multiplied, it can be divided. When we say Allah is one, we mean Allah is unique, is alone, no partner. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is none that can compare to Allah. You look at the creative powers of Allah. Khalaqa as-samawat bighayri amad. He created the heavens without any pillars that we can see. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Allah folds the day into night and the night into day. Allah is so unique. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ. Your eyes cannot see Allah in this world. وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ. But Allah can see everything. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ. You cannot fathom and comprehend Allah. Yet Allah comprehends everything. Why? وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He's the subtle one. He's the one who knows everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful. He loves beauty in everything that you do. Allah is aware of every speck on the top of the mountain, every drop in the ocean. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Even if one leaf falls off one tree anywhere on earth, Allah is aware of it. Allah is aware of it. Allah is most beneficent. He loves those who are charitable. Allah is bashful. He loves those who are bashful. Allah is sattar. He loves to conceal our faults, and He loves those who conceal the faults of their brothers. Allah is so loving that if you stretch your hand towards Allah, Allah feels embarrassed to turn you away empty-handed. Allah is so loving that if you stretch your hand towards Allah, Allah feels shy to turn you away empty-handed. Allah is ghaffar, Allah is tawwab, Allah is afu. Allah says, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to make tawbah. Wallahu yuridu ayyatuba alaykum. Allah says, my default position is, I want to forgive you. I want to forgive you. I just want to see you take a little bit of initiative. I'll conclude today with an incident of Bishr Hafi. He was an alcoholic, a drunkard. And one day in his stupor, he was stumbling along on the road and he saw a piece of paper. And it was written on the paper, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He picked up the paper. He had only 2 dirhams in his pocket. He bought the best fragrance that he could afford. He applied it on the paper. He said, it's the name of my Allah. He came home. He put it at a high position. He went to sleep drunk. And what does he see in his dream? Allah says to him, "Oh Bishr, you have elevated a piece of paper that had my name written on it. I will elevate your profile and your reputation in this world as well as in the Akhirah." That's why today Bishr Hafi is known as one of the greatest sages and saints in the name, in the history of Islam. What's the lesson? What's the lesson? Through Allah, we get elevated. We are not worthy of elevation in ourselves. But if you attach yourself to Allah, if you attach yourself to Allah, if you fragrance your heart and your tongue and your entire being with the name and the being of Allah, then you will be elevated in this world as well as in the hereafter.